Got some questions already rolling on in. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to ask Lou a question. Lou, we've been talking about romantic films for Valentine's Day. I don't know if you've got a favorite rom-com in the back of your head.
Like a romantic movie to watch with your significant other?
Yeah, what are you snuggling up with?
You know what? It's a classic, An Affair to Remember.
Yep. A lot of people texting
with,
that one in, yeah.
Cary Grant, I think, and Deborah Kerr.
Mm. You're going with the classic. I like that. That's you're a classy guy. You pull up a classic movie. Absolutely. Me and Mary Vandeville went with American President. We were both into Annette Bening, so that's where we went.
That's a good one, too. Annette Bening is very good in that, yeah.
Kevin Powell went with Heat, so maybe not the most romantic. But I like that choice, though. Gotta love that one. Good one, Kevin.
Bridget loves it, Lou. Yeah. She really does.
Really makes you cuddle on up. Yeah, it's great. All right, so people want to know. I have a random question for Lou. Any recommendations for an Attic fan?
Yeah, there's a company, a really good fan. It's Bluetooth enabled, but which seems crazy, but it really makes a lot of sense. It's called Quiet Cool. And it can be either used in a roof through the roof application or gable vent application, and it has some smart technology, so it will it can be used in the winter as well. It senses both humidity and attic temperature, and it has a winter mode and a summer mode, and you have the ability to override it, you know, in the house via Bluetooth on your phone. It's really nice. Called Quiet Cool.
Quiet Cool. Okay. 815, I have a mini split system. My compressor's always running. It never shuts off. Is this normal? Doesn't matter when the temperature's in. I always set it. It always runs, and it does maintain temperature, but it feels like it's always running. You hear anything like that?
Well, if it's on, okay, in other words, I mean, if you shut it off and it's still running, then there's a problem. Always on, if you're keeping, you know, at 72 degrees or whatever, it will run, but it won't. The fan will probably turn, but the compressor part of the inverter won't be initiated. So it's very little electrical use. But just double check. If you shut the unit off and the compressor's still running, then there's a problem.
Okay. 630 wanted you to weigh in. I don't know if you've been reading the stories about a smell permeating through the suburbs, Lou. Someone said I should ask Lou Manfredini how to fix the smell in the suburbs. Mm. I don't know if you've got an idea for us.
I've heard the stories, but I haven't smelled the smell, so I really can't comment.
Yeah, Bill Snyder said it was maybe because of the warm-up, the sudden warm-up after a deep freeze, all the plant vegetation that is going through decomposition kind of restarting back up again and now being uncovered. And actually, that's probably the best theory I've heard.
Yeah, that's not a bad theory, and that kind of makes sense, sure.
Yeah, and that's what I told Bill, too. I'm like, you could be way wrong, but you said it confidently, and I'm going with what Bill Snyder says from Channel 9. That's what I'm telling everyone it is, even though he put a lot of caveats. I was like, no, let's go with that one.
Right. Just run with it.
Yeah, run. So speaking of decomposing plants, I was looking out the back. Most of the snow is melted. Boy, we aren't all that far along from being able to start, you know, at least tending to some of the gardens. Maybe we kind of just left over the winter and at least start kind of clearing some of the old stuff out, huh?
I mean, it's funny. I've been approached by a bunch of publications to comment on that. When's the best time can you do spring cleanup? And I'm like, well, you know, if you're in Florida, that's one thing. But right. If you're in the Midwest here, there's still, I'm looking outside, there's still snow on the ground, and I know it's going to warm up in the next few days, but then I understand that it's going to get cold again. And so it's not time to start. I mean, the biggest thing is if you're itching to go out there and do stuff, you'll see that at the hardware stores and the nurseries, they're starting to get seeds, you know, they're putting those displays up. And if you're someone that likes to start your garden with a grow lamp and some peat pots, you know, down in the basement somewhere or near a window, sure, you can go and do that. But it's way too early, in my opinion, to get going out there to do anything right now. But general cleanup, you know, if there's branches here and there, sure. But there's still snow on the ground. Just, cuddle up and find a good romantic movie this weekend.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, my attempt is to like, I'm looking at the sedum that I leave for like kind of a nice fall look or a winter look. I'm so sick of that. I want to like trim those down and get them out. But I do know that, you know, a lot of that provides some warmth for the plants underneath, right? The leaf layer that I kind of left in the garden bed. Yeah. I took it out of the lawn. Yeah. It's like, I kind of want to leave it for the larvae and all that too.
Right. I mean, you know, plants, our plants, our vegetation, you know, we tend to overdo it a little bit. You know, Mother Nature's been around a lot longer than us, and it knows how to handle this without us tending to it, you know, other than sculpting it to make it look how we want it to look. But just give it time, and let's get into early March before we start talking about cleanup.
Well, that's good, because Enrique is going to try and get me to do work, and I'm going to be like, I can't. Lou Manfredini said I shouldn't, so.
David. Your answer is David needs me.
David needs me. I'm home all weekend. I gotta sit here. You know, that's my job.
Right.
217. Right. I'm on a well, and the buildup on the shower and the bathroom stool are getting too difficult to get rid of. What can I use?
You know, you probably need to invest in a better softener if the well water is not great. But as far as getting rid of the calcium, lime, and rust, there's either a product called LimeAway. There's another product called CLR. If there's staining, there's a really good product called Wink that can also help do it. And then if you have a shower door, there's a product called Bright and Clean that's like a powder you use on a microfiber towel in a circular motion, and it will have that glass looking almost brand new.
Someone wants to know, do you got any recommendations for lawnmowers, gas that I can get under $500? Any thoughts on those?
There's plenty of gas mowers under $500. I think that you can probably find a small Toro right around that price point, like $499. Craftsman makes a good one. It's made by MTD, so it's a decent unit. Those are well under $500. 21-inch rear bagging. You can probably even get a self-propelled unit in the Craftsman brand. So I would probably look to that if you were looking for a lower price unit like that.
All right. Anything you want to plug for Saturday, my friend?
You know, I've been obsessed with this missing woman in Tucson, Savannah Guthrie's mother, and it got me thinking about security systems and the elderly folks that we all have in our lives. And so I'm going to talk with a local company that does this and maybe make the case for, you know, I know we don't think that this is going to happen to us, but it is sort of a wake-up call to say, especially when you have loved ones that are far, far away, there's got to be a way to protect people. And it's a small investment, so we're going to talk about that.
It's like a local company, so maybe it goes just beyond having a Ring camera. It's someone that actually maybe, what, do they monitor it live?
And I use the Ring camera too, but we don't know where that video is going and how it's getting shared. And so a local company and a local drive gives you a little bit more safety and security within your life, and might be a better way to go, so we're going to talk about that.
All right, Lou. We'll be listening Saturday morning. Thanks for popping on, as always.
See you, bud.
That's Lou Manfredini, the great one. And a lot of thank yous to Lou on the text line. Now I'll pass those along.